Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. Back with Trendy Trev.
Welcome to BBM 98.7 FM and 4MW. We come to you live from Winds of Zenekes Festival for 2025. And right now joining me, our deadly brother man, all the way from Devagai Country, and that's Richard Bing. Good afternoon, my brother.
Hey, afternoon there, my bro. Here my gun.
Now, for the listeners out there, can you let them know who your mob and where you're from, my brother?
Yeah, my mob is Devagai mob, and I'm originally from Kranda. I'm a little place known as Noonbai.
Noonbai, represent for the people out there. Now, the question I'm going to ask you, how did you get invited to the Winds of Zenekes Festival?
It was a late call one, this one, but it was a surprise one because, I wanted to do did a didgeridoo show for Sister Rita Price, and all of a sudden she was asking that, you know, Zenekes was looking for more dancers, so we ended up putting our hand up Basically, we got a phone call that afternoon, that Thursday afternoon, which was last week.
Yeah. So, coinciding just to doing a show for the youth, and then Sissy Rita asking you, what are you doing? Want to fly up this way? I'll connect it. He's connected. How does it feel to be first Devagai mob to represent your mob up here, part of this festival?
It's too deadly, hey, especially being up here, because it's our first time Devagai mob been up here, and especially being, especially seeing the scenery around this islands and the beautiful place that, you know, especially with these Torres Strait Islander families that they got up here. It's lovely, the beautiful scenery here,
Yes. So you performed last night, and you're going to perform again tonight. Your style of dancing, can you let the listeners and viewers know?
Yeah, the style of dancing is traditional dancing that's been passed on down from generation to generation. So I'm happy to keep that, you know, that traditional going as in carrying it on for the next generation. Because here we started as, you know, being part of a big team, which is Devagai Corporation, the Devagai Park. And, you know, being part of that was very, very inspirational to me to be a part of that. But also learning my grandmother culture, you know, learning the language, you know, learning her language, doing all that stuff, and you know, about the rainforest people. And that's the reason why I love doing this thing, because I'm doing this dance and sharing my culture to the rest of the next generation so that I can carry it on too as well.
So true. So this festival's meaning, past, present and future. And what you were just saying there, keeping the language, keeping the dance. How do you feel like, you know, being a part of Zenekes and the other outer islands performing here today?
I feel very honoured. I feel very, very honoured for me and Devagai to be here to present our culture, to show to the Torres Strait Islander families, because, you know, it'd be good, like, it's good for us to present culture, you know, to each other, especially sharing the Torres Strait First Nation people, both First Nation people, Torres Strait Islander and the Aboriginal people of Australia. So, you know, it's pretty powerful what we do, and, you know, we want to keep that going, and also, you know, making sure that, you know, we show these visitors, you know, who comes here, to make sure that, you know, what they see, to observe it and also to respect it, but also to embrace it as well.
That's right. And you stayed on Horn Island there, Kare Country, also the home of the First Nations mob.
Yeah.
And, you know, how does it feel to be on that country that's just outside from the tip?
Yeah, I was being told that it was, you know, this part of Bama land. I was like, Aboriginal land. I was like, too deadly. Didn't realize that how close we were, not because of being this far up, I thought we were part of the Torres Strait. Yeah, didn't realize it was part of, you know, Aboriginal First Nations people. So, which is one of the good things about it, yeah. Love it, yeah.
Too deadly, my brother. And last question, any advice for the young ones out there that may have lost their connection to language and dance? What would your advice be for them?
All my advice is that, you know, keep following your footstep. Keep strong, believe who know who you are. But also, you know, wherever you are, you're going to be on Bama country, wherever you are. So make sure that you're, for the next generation, is to be inspired by your next, you know, your leaders. So be inspired by your leaders so that, you know, you can carry it on. And but also for our leaders out there, we need to keep our young generation, the next one, keep them in line by doing these thing activities, as in showing them bush life, but also hunting, and even for the ladies too, gathering. They need to learn those things. So to keep it strong, we got to order. In order to do that, we got to make sure we go out with elders and leaders.
Too true. And how you feeling about the festival this today and last night?
Last night was too deadly because first time dancing night up here, up in Torres Strait, it was too deadly, yeah. So we'll be dancing tomorrow, so hopefully looking forward for tomorrow, tonight. So just guys, let you know, by 7:20 we'll be dancing tonight, yeah. But to tell you the truth, yeah, lovely and beautiful up here. Such a beautiful country up here, yeah. Especially surrounded by, sea water, blue waters up here. Just maybe want to move up here now, yeah.
And my boy, when are you going back to Gimwe?
I don't know yet, probably there. I don't know what that time is, but yeah, now we're going back Tuesday. We're going to be spending a couple of days up here, doing a little bit of, probably a bit of an excursion here about the place. So they're going to tell us stories about this place. We're going to be talking, we're going to be meeting up with Uncle Bungie going to meet us later on, probably tonight or tomorrow. And then they're going to show us around the island, so around Thursday Island, which would be good too, because we can't wait.
Too deadly, my brother. Brother Richard, thanks for coming on.
Now you're on, my brother.
And enjoy the rest of the festival, and I'll see you perform tonight, eh?
Yeah, no worries. You have a deadly one, eh?
Too deadly. There, Richard Bing from Jabbagai Country.
Spirit of Dreamtime, the white man came and called it down under.
The white man came and called it down under.
200 years ago, the white fella found a land he thought that no one owned. Spears can't fight, guns and dynamite. The white man came and called it down under.
The white man came and called it down under.
Something we can't understand. Well, black and white have got to unite, or there'll be nothing left in the land down under.
Nothing left in the land down under.
Sisters in the land down under.
Brothers and sisters in the land down under.
Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Say, we say, welcome. We say welcome to the Torres Strait. We're glad to have you. We extend our hospitality in good faith. You can look at the stars, gaze at the moon, at my house see so blue. See the palm trees a sway and dance to a hula tune. So won't you come and join us for a happy memory. We say welcome.
We say welcome to the Torres Strait.
Kidekorita, Kidekorita, my Kidekorita, my Torres Kesem. The red sand prayer, Kimarinar pay, Darda. Kariber Ases, Eret Marim Kerbi. You can look at the stars, gaze at the moon, at my house so blue. See the palm trees a sway and dance to a hula tune.
You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Welcome back to BBM 98.7 FM and 4MW's live outdoor broadcast from the 2025 Winds of Zenith Cultural Festival. And today you're here with Ruby, and I've got a special guest here, John Paul Janke. How are you going?
Going well. Great to be on.
And look, before we move on, could you tell the viewers who you're mob and where you're from?
Yeah, John Paul Janke. I am Wutathi from Eastern Cape York, and also Miriam from Murray Island, which is Eastern Zenith Kest, the Torres Strait, the easternmost island in the Torres Strait. But I was born in Gimoy, in Cairns. So Cairns is always a special place to me. I always love going back to Cairns. And when I go back, I try and listen to you guys.
Good.
Yarn it up. So yeah, good to see you.
Good.
I've got to come up here to get on the radio.
Get on the radio. Hey? Got to do it all. But it's good. There's been a couple Cairns people here. Yeah, been good to see everyone.
Yeah, I think it's a bit of a Cairns takeover, 4870 takeover. Hey, but I think it's important. You know, there's such a strong connection between obviously the Torres Strait and Cape York, and that goes all the way down obviously to Cairns, big TI population, so it's good to see a lot of Cairns mob up here.
Of course. And How many times have you been throughout the Torres Straits?
Oh, I've been coming up to this every time it's been on. We've been doing the broadcasting out of this, and this year we're doing the broadcasting, but we're also doing an episode of The Point, which will focus on some of the outer islands and talk about climate change. And we've done other shows here. We did a show here in the referendum year of 2023, and other shows here. So I've been coming here for quite a while. Always love coming up here.
Of course.
I live in Canberra, so it's always cold. So coming up here makes it.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about, you know, the past years of the Cultural Festival, how you've seen it grown and what differences have come?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is the growth of the festival in terms of the dance competition. Like, islands sending dancers to showcase the pride that they have in their identity and their culture and their song, and putting that on for everyone. That's grown, and the performances are spectacular. The costumes and the artwork is spectacular. The other thing I've seen is the growth of economic opportunities for Mob. Everyone's got a small business now. They're selling t-shirts and jewellery and art and object. So that's really grown over many years, and it's great to see. You can spend lots of money here. But I think the festival in all is grown. More of mainland Australia has woken up to this festival and want to come up here. And, you know, the potential for this festival to be really big is there. Just got to get more accommodation, get some big cruise ships out there where people can stay on and come here, and it'll be one of Australia's best Indigenous festivals.
So true, and especially with that connection. Last night we got to see the Jabbergai dancers here on TI for the first time ever. I know you weren't here last night, but, you know, how did you... I know you were watching it. How was that?
Yeah, I love watching it. Love watching the festival. I think you've got to be here to feel the dance, feel the culture, you know, feel the songs that are sung. But watching it is also a celebration. So, yeah, I love seeing other mobs come here and perform in the sharing of culture. And they've always invited Cape Mob to come up here, perform their dances. Of course, Cape Mob try and show off and show how good their dances are. But they celebrate their blackness. They celebrate their identity, right? And that's such a wonderful thing to see.
That's it. It's never a competition. It's a celebration of each other, culture, identity, the differences coming together.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're saying that you're going out to the outer islands over the next couple of days. How's that going to go?
Yeah, so we'll go out to a couple of islands, and we're going to focus on climate change. Of course, climate change and any sea level rises will impact the Torres Strait before anyone else in Australia. So there's a real sense of urgency from Torres Strait Mob saying we need action now, because we're going to lose our homes, our islands, our identity. We'll become Australia's first sort of climate refugees. So that message needs to go to mainland Australia. It needs to go to voters. It needs to go to all levels of government and big business, that the decisions they make impact the lives, the daily lives of people living in these islands.
Too true. And just adding on to that, you know, there's been a lot of non-Indigenous people that have come up to this year's cultural festival. How does that make you feel?
It's great. You know what? I think the majority of Australians don't know about the Torres Straits. They don't even know where the Torres Straits are. They don't know the history. They don't know that Torres Strait culture is separate to Aboriginal culture. So it's really good to see that some people are learning that. And hopefully they take that home and they talk about this wonderful place that has its own history, its own identity, but is still the first peoples of this country. And I think the more people that come up here, the better in really celebrating Torres Strait culture as part of Australia's story.
That's it. And now, look, NITV is also covering this year's cultural festival. Can you let the listeners know where they can find live videos or photos?
Yeah, go to our socials. We do a lot on socials. So go to, obviously, Instagram, Facebook. That's where our socials are. SBS On Demand is also showing the content out. So, yeah, just watch. Just watch and engage with Torres Strait culture. And also see you guys around. Yeah.
That's it. And just a quick shout out to anyone that might be listening, or you want to say anything to anyone.
Oh, look, I just want to say I love the work that you guys do. I grew up in Cairns in the 70s, right? And black media was very limited. So hearing you guys every time I go back to Cairns, and sometimes I listen to you guys in Canberra, it just swells my heart and my pride of being black and from Cairns. So keep up the good work. But I always love going back to Cairns, and hopefully I can make it for all these great festivals that happen and all the great festivals I see you guys at. So keep up the good work.
You too. Thank you, Uncle JP.
Thank you.
And thank you for tuning in.
rising from their islands, being swallowed by the sea, holding barriers of rock sea walls, uncertain destiny. The keepers of their cultural ways, ancient knowledge of the sea,
protectors of their tribal land. Island family.
Earth is warming, feel the climate change. It's not how it was before. Surging storms and mighty sea waves, they're crashing on the shore. The keepers of their cultural ways, ancient knowledge of the sea,
protectors of their tribal land. Island family.
Sea levels to rise. Delay in global action will jeopardize the small amount of time we have left. To secure our island life into the future, Gasamana!
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in. practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community, you define your greatness. Find support of teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland. Make great happen. RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
Why did you get vaccinated?
Vaccinations are the best way to protect us from serious and preventable diseases. When you visit the free Wootropperin vaccination pop-up clinic, you'll be entered into the monthly draw to win 6 months free fruit and vegetables delivered directly to your door every week. Wow, that's a great reward to protecting your family. One entry for every free vac shot. This Wednesday in Coral Cay Clinic in Manura. No appointment needed. Just walk in 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Check out Wootropperin's Facebook page for more details.
Station sponsor.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Got me seeing visions, it got me dreaming about this sacred place. I run now, or should I face my fate? See, with look in your eyes, find it hard to believe as this came to life. It got me mesmerized, it got me hypnotized. Well, this is ancient art, it'll never die. Well, this is ancient art, and it will never die. Never die. A rainforest warrior, the ancient warrior. A rainforest warrior. Down, down, rainforest warrior, the ancient warrior, a rainforest warrior, and listen to that sound, sound, sound.
dinghy and we went for a ride through the outer islands, oh, just for a while. It was a black man's style, it was worth the while. We are the youth of the Straits, the youth of the Straits. We under heavy, heavy holidays, under heavy, heavy holidays. Oh, my brother went to town for buying me the bike. The price on the bike made my brother fright. It was the white man's price, the freight was too high. So we got into our dinghy and we went for a ride through the outer islands, oh, just for a while. It was a black man's style, it was worth the while. We are the youth of the Straits, Straits. We under heavy, heavy holidays, under heavy, heavy holidays. We are the youth of the Straits, the youth of the Straits. We under heavy, heavy holidays, under heavy, heavy holidays. Ooh, my mother went to town, ah. Ooh, my brother went to town. For a while. We are the youth of the Straits, the youth of the Straits. We under heavy, heavy holidays, under heavy, heavy holidays. We are the youth of the Straits, the youth of the Straits. We under heavy, heavy holidays, under heavy, heavy holidays.
Bala, buy me the bike. That much. It's not that high. Well, let's go for a ride in the dinghy then. Buy some fuel. No, they're not that high. They're getting high. We'll start to row soon.
We are the youth of the Straits.
Mark Harbrow, you're tuning in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev on the mic.
1-800-422-416.
Don't worry, this land is my father's land.
Ay, samungay ko rakadal, G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1800 422 416.
Shama Shetka Zia Kakima Dubaka Dubaka Zena Kaye Shama Shetka Zia Kakima
Keep your color.
welcome to BBM 98.7 FM and 4MW. You're Bolam Matty. Right now, I've got a daily guest with me, and we're going to be yarning with Joe. Good afternoon, Joe.
Hey, Matty, how are you going?
Not too bad. So for our listeners out there and viewers, can you let them know who you're mob and where you're from?
Yeah, first of all, thanks for having me. I'm Lieutenant Colonel Joe West. I'm the Staff Officer for First Nations Australians in Army Headquarters.
And my next question, that's pretty good to hear. How long have you been in the Army?
So I joined the Army in 1992, giving away my age there. But I was a regular soldier for 21 years, and I've been a reservist ever since.
Nice. So that's a long time. And soon to retire?
Look, it's not on my bingo cards just yet. I'm hoping to serve for a bit longer. And it's one of the good things about reserve service is it's you can have a job, a normal job, and then, you know, when you've got spare capacity, then do and serve, you know, in the Army.
Yes, and now your role is to help Indigenous enrol in the Army, and we're also going to be talking about the Torres Strait infantry and also an uncle that's been in the Army, both mainstream and the infantry. Can you tell us a little bit about that as well?
Yeah, so my job is to look after, you know, to report to the Chief on Australian Indigenous service, you know, through personnel and through how we interact with the community. And what we're doing here is an exercise from a project called Project Greenskin, where we're identifying and highlighting Indigenous service that has been a little bit overlooked, and, you know, recognising those people that served and presenting those stories a lot more publicly. And the soldier you're talking about is Capital Gagai. He was born here on Badu, and he played a really important role in the raising of the Northern Territory Specialist Reconnaissance Unit. So Capital Gagai's name is actually fairly well known in Eastern Arnhem Land for his support to raising of the NTSRU. And he served here in the Torres Strait Islander Light Infantry Battalion. He served in the Coast Watchers. He served in a regular infantry unit. And, you know, he died from his wounds, but he's buried here out at Badu. And, you know, I visited Badu yesterday. And, you know, talking to Joseph out there, he tells me that, you know, 50% of the men signed up to fight in World War II. And the cemetery there, you know, is full of veterans from the Torres Strait Islander Light Infantry Battalion.
Wow, so half of the mob from Badu signed up back in those times and did well for their community up in the Torres Straits and also for Australia. And we're looking at shining light on this. So how did that come about, and how long has it been processing to get it out there?
Yeah, look, it's one of those things that, you know, we've got so many amazing stories in the Army. You know, we can't tell them all at once. And I think for me in particular, it's pretty important that mob know how much of a commitment they've made. You know, some of our elders, like Capital Gagai, or there's plenty of Indigenous mobs down south as well, and plenty of servicemen and women. You know, that they see that, you know, Indigenous people have served in the Army since 1901, since the Army was first created. So the Army was created in 1901. We had Indigenous people serving in the Boer War. Indigenous people landed at Gallipoli and gave their lives in Gallipoli. They served all throughout World War One, World War Two, and, you know, more recently in Afghanistan and East Timor. You know, I served in Afghanistan and East Timor. You know, and plenty of other Indigenous people did as well. So, you know, there's a warrior culture in most of our mobs, and, you know, turning that, and it's a pretty seamless transition from warrior culture to soldier culture, because, you know, we've got a lot of similarities, really.
Yes, that's right. So, you know, like, if we're going to go back, way back, we had the Frontier Wars. So basically, you know, our mob was the first army, I guess you could say. But how would we get our young ones in? Like, what would be your advice to get the young ones if they want to sign up? What's the role and how should they take it?
Yeah, so there's a few options, and here on Thursday Island, we have Sapai Company, which is part of the 51st Battalion, Far North Queensland Regiment, and they're a reserve unit predominantly. And, you know, they sign up lots of Torres Strait Islanders to be reservists here to provide surveillance and reconnaissance, sort of in the vein that, you know, Capital Gagai did. And, you know, throughout North Force, they have similar reserve units. But also we have a program called the AIDP, which is the Army Indigenous Development Program. It's a program where you can go to Kapuka, do some preparatory work as prior basic training, and then sort of make a bit of a decision as to whether you'd like to join the Army. And I'll say, for me, I joined at 18. I didn't have very many prospects going forward. You know, I wasn't the most academic of kids. I joined the army, and then I went on and did university degrees, and I, you know, did a lot of study. You know, and now I'm a lieutenant colonel in the army, and it really can help you shape what you want to do and give you some good ideas if you don't know what you want to do. It's a pretty good place to learn discipline, and I really strongly encourage it for anyone who's willing to give it a go.
And what's the best contact for them to get in? And there's also different sectors as well for mob to get into?
Yeah, absolutely. They can join the Army, Navy or Air Force, or the Defence Public Service. Mm-hmm. And their local recruiting office have specialist recruit instructors, Indigenous, whose job it is to sort of help Indigenous people through that recruiting process.
To Delhi. Joe, thank you for coming on and having a yarn with BBM and 4MW.